Let's go ahead and bring Charlie Powell up next. In addition to coaching the Penn men's team, he's also the coordinator for our Olympic Development Mile.
All right. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is. Welcome, thanks for coming all. All the wonderful same faces in the great. Well, Marcus, you better take this rein with you. I don't know where you're going to put it or where you're going to take it to, but just take it, okay? Weather reports are for the weather to get better over the week, and as you've seen on Friday and Saturday, we're supposed to have mid-70s, so we'll knock on wood for that. Start off first with what we're doing here with our group at the University of Pennsylvania. We are a little bit unlike Marcus. He has all the depth this year. We're a little short. That could spell a few problems here and there. Our 4x4 is going to be a last-minute decision. We'll have a very, very good one, but we have two young men who are nursing some hamstring problems. If they do run, we will have a very, very good one. Our 4x8 will be very formidable. We have Brian Scotland, sub-150. Actually, he's running 148 high. Daryl Oliver just ran a personal best this weekend at 150.49, missing the NCAA qualifier by 9/100ths of a second. We have a young man as a freshman who's going to be excellent, Brian Fulton from Malvern. And Brian's already run 150 point this past weekend. So he's going to be fun to watch over the next few years. We should have a very good solid 4x8. Our distance medley is going to be probably chosen on Wednesday. As Marcus said, a lot of times you're just trying to figure out who's healthy, who doesn't have the flu, or who hasn't been studying all night and since we're here at the end of the semester also. So we'll try to pull that together. Couple of individual events that will have some outstanding people from the University of Pennsylvania will be in the pole vault. We have Anthony Abitante, a North Jersey boy who just vaulted 17 feet this weekend and just missed at 17 and a half, 521 meters. So Anthony is doing quite well. He's a junior. We also have a junior in the triple jump, John Corelli. John just jumped 15 meters 32, which is right around 51 feet in the triple jump. Got to give kudos to our one of our assistant coaches, both Jamie Cook and Twan Ray, who was a star triple jumper for us, 54-footer. Have been working very, very well with John, and he is really starting to come around. So those two gentlemen will be fantastic, we think, this weekend. They're just really coming around. And we have a chance to to make some noise in the decathlon again this year. The decathlon will have Max Westman. Normally, we haven't been able to put our best decathletes in this meet because the next weekend is our heptagonal championships, and it's almost impossible to ask a decathlete to go two weekends in a row. But this year, the calendar was kind of nice to us, and we have 2 weeks in between the Penn Relays and the heptagonal championships. So Max Westman, from just up the road here, will be competing and is one of the top entrants coming in. So we'll see what he can do over the next two rainy, cold days. Questions on that?
Charlie, in addition to the guys you mentioned, any of your old guys, Sam Burley, folks like that, coming back to run the
Illinois? Well, no, they're not that I know of. Sam has retired. Sam retired as of Thanksgiving of this past year. Courtney Jaworski is not coming out. He's staying out on the West Coast. And as far as I know, Tim Kayala is not going to come back. If he is, he's coming back to be a supporter and a spectator. He's not racing. Yes, sir.
Yes, because I've covered this for many line times. Two runners you mentioned, we like to follow up on alumni.
Sure.
What do you have to say about Brian Fulton and Max Westman? They were mainline time territory.
So, right, right.
So besides, what should I expect from them for this upcoming Penn Relays? How's their year been?
Both of them have had an excellent year. The unique thing with Max is, again, he's being a decathlete. We let him play in many events all through the year. Max is one of our best 400-meter runners. He is our best hurdler. He's one of our best long jumpers, you know, typical multi-eventer. He's quite a tremendous young man and a great athlete, and a joy to have on your team. He's one of the really top kids we've had come through here. Going to Brian as a freshman, he has really taken to the college scene. As you know, many times in high school, he's far and away, you know, leading every race and not really pushed to the nth degree. Here in college, he has been, not only in workouts, but, you know, he cuts into a race and every race is fast. And he has come up to that challenge time and time again. As a matter of fact, has shown that wonderful kick of his time and again. And we've actually gotten him to run a pretty darn good 1,500 meters. He ran, he won the quad meet against Princeton, Rutgers, and Villanova the other week with a nice solid last 180. And he's really coming around.
That was his 1,500, that was his best race of the year? What was his time?
Well, that was a 1,500. I would not call that his best race.
What was his best race of the year?
It was probably this past week when he ran 150.73 for the 800, which is a 2.5 second PR for over high school.
Wow, okay.
So.
All right, thanks.
No problem. We ready to move on to the Olympic development mile for the men? All righty. Fun field this year. What was nice about it is the U.S. and Canadian teams picked their Olympic development, or excuse me, their USA versus the world distance medley teams a little earlier this year, so we have a chance to have a solid field and not worry about last-minute defections into one of the championship relays. But this year's group will be led by 4 sub-4-minute milers. Among that crew, and since Marcus is still here, we'll throw in Mike Kerrigan, who used to run for Marcus. Mike is still in the area, sub-4-minute miler. Another wonderful gentleman who is in great shape. We just saw him race the other weekend. Jonathan Blackledge is coming in from England. He's representing the Achilles Club, which is the combined Oxford-Cambridge group. And Jonathan is also a sub-4-minute miler, as are two young men from the Washington, D.C. area who used to run for Georgetown, Andrew Bumbalaw and Matt DeBoll. The group also has some other character to it, and the fact that John Richardson, who's running for Reebok now and used to run for University of Kentucky, is coming in. John's right around 4 minutes. Destin Imrani, who's a South Jersey boy who was an All-American in the 800 for American University, will be in this race. Then we have a couple of other collegians, Peter Christmas and Brandon Fellows from the University of Michigan. Charles White from Abilene Christian. Chris Spooner, who used to run for Duke, is currently running for Nike Central Park. Stephen First, Steeplechase All-American from North Carolina State, who will be running for Adidas. And I believe we also have Kyle Heath from Syracuse at 401. So it should be a good, solid field. Hopefully we'll get out at a championship-level pace, maybe around 157 or 8 for the first half mile, and see if we can get a few guys under 4 minutes this year.